Hello, Sarah Perdue.
Hi, Mick. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no worries. Hey, we've sort of, I'm a big music lover, so I've always been covering music and talking about online music things and stuff that music lovers can do during this isolation time. But I've been very, very bad at not covering off things about the theatre. And I decided I would remedy that today by talking to someone who is a huge theatre lover, such as yourself, about how you're getting along, stuck at home, not being able to go out and see things. How have you been going?
Look, it hasn't been easy, obviously. My whole life sort of revolves around being act near, in, or sort of underneath a theatre. And so to not be able to be part of that world has been quite difficult. But, you know, the old adage is that the show must go on, right? And so that's what I think, not only locally here in Sydney, but nationally and then sort of expanding that globally, theatre companies and production companies are trying to do what they can to be able to bring the theatre to people who haven't been sort of been able to leave the house. And so for somebody like me, it's been a really deep dive into sort of the internet and to see what's going on to be able to have that theatrical experience whilst not being able to sit in a theatre.
Well, yeah, I mean, just like music lovers are watching these little sessions from people's lounge rooms, it's not quite the same. I guess it's the same with theatre, right? Like, you can watch it online, you can see a stream of a show, but how does it sort of compare to the real thing?
Look, I don't think, like you said, like with live music, I don't think it's ever going to compare. You know, when you walk into a theatre, or at least for me, the entire experience sort of starts at the door and, you know, there's a buzz of the audience and you might buy yourself a drink or a snack and then you sit in your seat and you hear the music and there's the smell of sort of, you know, makeup and costumes and all that sort of stuff. So whilst that's not there, there's certainly the ability to see your favourite shows, to sort of set yourself up with, I don't know, pink fluffy slippers and a cup of hot chocolate. So you can sort of watch it in your own way. And I think a lot of theatre companies are starting to get on board with that. Redline Productions, who are sort of out of the old fits, started online streaming a couple of weeks ago. And what they've done to sort of create that theatrical atmosphere is that they've really sort of encouraged their audiences to post photographs of themselves on the social media, you know, being, for want of a better word, being inside a theatre. So not only are they asking people to sort of watch and enjoy the work, but they're also saying collectively as a group, we can also come together and share photos and dress up if you want to and have some bubbly or, you know, sit with your dog and watch what we're doing. So there's I think the theatre community itself is really good at being inclusive.
Oh, that's really good. I like the idea of, you know, finding any excuse to get dressed, or maybe a shower, you know.
Right.
but, yeah, like, that's a good idea. And, yeah, like you said, Redline have gone out and done a couple of great live readings and also they just did another one the other week. So they did Orphans a few weeks ago. And then
they did. And it was a massive coup for them because they were able to get Alec Baldwin to do the read. So Alec Baldwin rejuvenated the role of Harold in Orphans back on Broadway a few years ago. And so to get him to read for them was a massive coup. They've just done Gruesome Playground Injuries with Rose Byrne and with live music. John Butler did the live music. So they've got some amazing people to participate in something that could have been local and just sort of expanding to people who, I don't know, who may not see theatre on a regular basis.
Well, that's it. I mean, some people might not realise that, you know, a lot of these things that people are putting on are free online and they're amazing content that you wouldn't usually see. I saw Belvoir is doing an in-concert thing this weekend.
Absolutely.
On Facebook and YouTube.
Absolutely. And Belvoir has been really crucial in also looking at ways that they can employ and support their artists financially. They've got an artist in work program, but they're doing a Belvoir in concert, which is free online this Friday evening. And alternatively, if you chose to purchase a ticket, you know, to donate your cost of your ticket, you can also do that. But it just makes theatre so accessible to everyone, which is really exciting for someone like me. I've grown up in the theatre, and to be able to say to people that I know who wouldn't normally go and see a Belvoir show, or Griffin have a program called Lock In, which is sort of five plays over 5 weeks that are sort of slightly experimental, but with Google Creative Labs they've put that together, to be able to say to people, just sit and watch it. You don't even have to pay anything. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. It's actually the positive that has come out of this is that it's opening up a world of theatre to people who may not have necessarily seen it previously.
Yeah. And that's a great thing. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. But for people who are like you, who are so keen on it. It's a sort of a way to keep you going until we can get back out to the theatres.
Yeah, and shows like, for example, the National Theatre of London are doing a national at-home project. So, yeah. You know, I can sit down and I can sort of look at the plays that I wish I could have gone to see, but I'm currently not in London, so that's a bit of an issue. But I can see, you know, A Streetcar Named Desire with Gillian Anderson. I can see Coriolanus with Tom Hiddleston. Like, I can see all of these actors that I know from film doing, sort of getting back to the roots of maybe where they have come from and doing theatre in a way that doesn't cost me a plane ticket and a hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's a lot cheaper, isn't it?
100%.
Now, you work down at the Seymour Centre, which, as you obviously, it's gone dark for a few months.
Yeah.
What, you've got Sport for Jove, who usually do some shows. We've talked to them before here at 2SER. And they've moved a lot of their content online as well.
Yeah, so Sport for Jove really worked very quickly when all of this information came through to us and we had to go dark. Sport for Jove did an amazing job. Damien Ryan, the artistic director, put together their symposiums and their productions on as a digital online package, which means students didn't have to miss out on crucial information that they would need for their high school certificate. They not only will see a professionally filmed production, because that's the thing, right? When you film theatre, you can't just sort of do it with an iPhone. You need to have a professional production crew.
Angles and stuff?
Exactly. So to get that stuff happening, but then also the symposiums and really breaking apart the Shakespearean text for students, that's now completely accessible online. And so it allows students who are in this really crucial year of study, their final year, to not miss out on that educational content. And that's happening globally. Shakespeare's Globe out of London, Bell Shakespeare are doing it. I mean, all of these amazing theatre company people who really live and breathe this idea of the show must go on, have just created this beautiful virtual content. And, you know, if you're a Shakespeare lover, then you can fill your boots with as much Shakespeare as you want. You know?
There you go. Well, that's a good thing. And when do you think Seymour Centre are looking to reopen? I know it's early days to guess, but what are you thinking?
Look, we've had lots of conversations. There's been lots of talk about, you know, maybe the end of July. We're not entirely sure yet. It really depends on, obviously, government restrictions. It depends on social distancing and how we can effectively seat an audience, because that's the other thing we have to remember, right? When we go into a theatre, we're all sort of squished together in these, you know, seats, and we're sort of experiencing this together. But with social distancing, that's another logistical situation that most theatre companies are going to have to look at. How do you reseat an audience once you get into the venue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess lots of people have to deal with that. There's a music festival tomorrow where everyone's just staying in their cars. A drive-in festival.
Please, how cool is that?
Well, you know, it's got to work out ways to do things. But
I think it can be done. At the moment, and this is just, you know, a bit of trivia for you, at the moment in Korea, there is one play, one live theatre production worldwide, and it's happening in Korea. It's The Phantom of the Opera, and it's an Australian girl in the lead. Her name's Claire Leon, and she's playing the lead role. And they've been able to get audiences in with the social distancing. They've also looked at, you know, thermometers and masks and just looking at public safety, sanitation, all that sort of stuff, to be able to say, we want this play to run, we're going to have it running, and we're going to do it in the best way possible to ensure public safety. So, you know, Korea seems to be able to get something up on stage, which is great.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, certainly before, I would love the building to be open before the end of the year. That would make me happy, let alone all the actors and performers and the crew and everyone who has been sort of laid off while we're dark.
Yes, definitely. He's hoping, hey?
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us on 2SR. It's good to help our theatre-loving friends know where to go in this time of being stuck at home.
Just go online.
Go online. And I'll put all those links up on our 2SER.com page right after this show, and people can click on those links to find where to go. Hey, Sarah from the Seymour Centre, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Mick. Thank you.